Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 7th, Sunday, Day 7. Today's topic, why seek for money? Not seek for Jesus. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today we'll read Psalm 5, verses 4 to 12. Genesis chapter 16, verse 1 to chapter 18, verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 24. Proverbs 2, verses 1 to 5. Let's pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. I'm going to read what I copied this morning. Psalm 5, verses 4 to 12. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence, I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues, they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O Lord. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 to 5. Chapter 17, verses 1 to 5. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. Verses 9 to 11. Then God said to Abraham, "As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you." Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 to 15. "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." 19 to 24. "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Proverbs 2, verses 1 to 5. "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you called out for insight and cried aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." My listening today. The message I got today from our Lord Jesus Christ is, why looking for money, not looking for Jesus? One of my most favorite verses in the Bible is from today's Psalm 5, verse 11. "But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you." Actually, if you have experienced the blessings and protection of this verse, do you think you would be captured by darkness and depression? The real problem for us not able to claim the promise of this passage is that we are being captured by all those things opposite from this verse. We choose to take refuge in money, power, and desire. We choose to be glad if we get satisfaction from getting more money, power, and desire. We choose to sing for joy only if we are being satisfied by enough money, power, and desire. We choose to feel being protected by having enough money, power, and desire. We choose not to love Jesus more and to rejoice in being with Jesus more, but to love money, power, and desire, and rejoice in those things more. So, this is the situation in today's all four passages. For Israelites, even they are circumcised, but their hearts are not circumcised, according to Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 25 and 26, Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 7, and Acts chapter 7, verse 51. As today's Matthew and Proverbs says, what a waste to seek for money and not seek for God. What a waste. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, Help us to be willing to repent because we confess that we seek money, power, and desire more than seeking you. Come, Holy Spirit, transform us so that we seek Jesus the most every day, so that he is truly our Lord and King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one. Who and what do you seek the most each day? Number two, how can you seek Jesus the most each day? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.